Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. This is Brendan Burchard. Welcome to The Brendan Show, and get yourself ready for Weekly Fire. If you're new to the show, these Weekly Fire sessions are the audios from my Instagram and Facebook live sessions throughout the week. I know not everyone sees all of them, but I like to go live pretty consistently and talk about funny human behavior and all the goofy things we do as humans to mess up our lives or at least keep it interesting, and what you can do about it to improve. I like to talk about what my wife, Denise, and I are doing or learning as we build our new brand together called HPX Life. HPX stands for the High Performance Experience, which I hope you're experiencing as you fill out your high performance planner every single day. I hope you're using that. That's why you'll often hear us reference these shows as HPX. And, you know, boy, are we learning a lot about high performance as Denise and I are trying to be our best every day for you guys. It's not always easy, and you'll hear us sharing a lot about our journey along the way. We also do some Q&A or address the hecklers and the haters. It's super fun. And obviously, these are the
audios. So if you ever want to catch all the fun, make sure you're following me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard or on Facebook at Brendan Burchard Fan. That's where I go live, or Denise and I go live. Now, the best of these weekly fire episodes are clearly when Denise has joined me on my live broadcast. As you know, she's like the smart one, you know, the thoughtful one, the person who makes me goofy and makes me want to be a better man. She's the real deal. And, you know, she just inspires me so much. She's not in all these weekly fire sessions, but I know you'll enjoy it when she is. So again, we broadcast these live, so it's usually a visual medium, but I decided to share the audios with you because I just wanted you to hear us, or hear me, talk about what we're up to, what we're learning along the way in real time. So again, keep up with us on Instagram and Facebook, but without further rambling, here's your dose of weekly fire. What's up, y'all? Happy Sunday. It's Brendan.
And Denise.
And welcome to HPX, the High Performance Experience. We're going to talk about what we're doing to live our best lives today, which is pretty easy because it's a glorious day in Puerto Rico today.
Yes.
Y'all, today is the days you feel like this was really worth the move.
I know, and today I've been promised a little bit of cool time or outside sunshine, so I have been looking forward to that.
She came in the house about 20 minutes ago. She looked at me like, this was her. She gave me a cold death stare of intention that said, we are going to the pool. It was like no other option. If we do not go to the pool, I will be killed today.
I was crafting my own day of intention.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to the gym. I'm back from the gym. We're going to the farmer's market, and I'm going to go to the pool. Would you like to join?
Yes, but there was an intensity and energy behind it that really frightened me. Frightened me for my safety, people. So I will make sure that we deliver on the pool time promise. The pool time promise that we made.
Good morning in Phoenix.
Good morning in Phoenix. Good morning in the United States. Good morning around the world. Let us know where you're at. I don't know if you guys know, we actually go back and we look at, both on Facebook and on Instagram, we scroll back and look at the comments and see where you all are from, because we're learning so much about who tunes in, who's mm-hmm. part of this HPX community, what you all want to learn. So please make sure you share that down below. I'm feeling, it's going to be hard for me to sit by the pool because I'm jacked up, excited right now. And it's not from like caffeine or supplements or anything weird.
I did give him coffee this morning.
She did give me coffee this morning. It took me like 3 hours to drink though, so that's okay. But it's because I slept good last night. Mm-hmm. I think I slept really well last night because yesterday I had a crazy hard workout. And then last night we watched a show. We got to tell you about the show. Can you tell about the show?
We have really fallen in love with the show called This Is Us, and I know there's a huge number of fans out there, but we just watched another episode last night, and every time we watch it, we're just like going along, and all of a sudden we're bawling, and the music comes on. I mean,
have you all watched This Is Us? It's unbelievable. Like, I'm not a television watcher that much, as you know. Like, I'll watch it, but I don't really enjoy it. And Denise, she's got like a great lineup of shows she likes, and we go back to when we're eating, or once in a while we'll watch some shows, like have a night of shows. But last night, we turned on This Is Us, which is, I think I'm the driver of that show more often, because that show is like my life. And like that guy, Jack, who's the character, is a lot like my dad. You know, Vietnam vet, after Vietnam, and just stopped talking about it, and, you know, raised us four kids. All of us kids are completely different, so we watch the show. But the show, what they've mastered is the timing of the music with the emotional element. So last night's story, there was the story of, like, how Jack, with his daughter, had like, made her, like, a homemade stadium. And
we don't want to, if you haven't seen it, then I don't want to give it away.
Oh, you don't want to give
it
away.
But there, like today we were talking, we were like, and we both said, oh my gosh, when he made her the stadium. It was just, anyway, it's a great show.
It was this, there's a scene in there, like the show's going along, you don't know it, and all of a sudden the music intros, someone does something really nice for somebody else, and I burst into tears. I'm like crying, like, woo! And it's like, wow.
I'm like picking the cat up and wiping right down the floor.
It's why we love that show. So I don't know if you all watch This Is Us, but oh my God, that's such a good, emotional, beautiful story of that family. And in so many ways, I relate with it for a million reasons. But it was really good. Yeah. We also watched another, what,
yes.
amazing show?
We did the Girls' Night, and I pulled up Rachel Hollis's Made for More documentary. I was like, it's on Amazon. I've got it queued up. Let's go.
And she was serious about this. She made dinner, set up the dinner near the TV, and came in, and everything was set. Bottle of
He's
wine,
like, did you find
food.
It? I was like, get ready to go.
Yeah, and Rachel had sent me the preview link of the movie a long time ago when it was like literally it hadn't been distributed yet. It was I don't even remember if it was in theaters or it was on Dropbox link she sent me, and I watched it, but it was one of those times when I watched it it's very different when you have a movie night and you watch something on your laptop, your computer, or your iPad, you're doing other things, and so sitting there with the niece watching it, and it's such an empowering movie for women especially. But if you haven't seen it,
mad respect for Rachel.
Mad respect for Rachel and Dave and the whole Haas Co. And so big shout out to you guys if you're watching. And also, make sure you watch it because now Made for More is on Amazon Prime. So if you have not seen it yet, we're big fans and friends of Rachel and Dave. Someday soon they'll be out on that beach with us and some pina coladas. And so shout out, just an unbelievable couple, unbelievable brand. And the movie is truly inspiring. They did an excellent job on the documentary. And it's really the documentary feature of what happens at Rachel and Dave's Rise conference. And it was really, really good. So I hope you guys will check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super excited for her next book too.
As her
soon
next
as
book
I heard
is
the
coming
title,
out.
The Girl Stop Apologizing, I was like, need no more, add to cart.
Yeah, you did. We're super pumped. Let's see, what else? Oh, today, what's happening in our world? Today, I just sent an email. So if you're on my email list, you should be getting that throughout the day. It's going out, you know, to over a million people today on our email list, and we're super pumped about it. It is for the Wellness Masterclass purchase link. And Denise came in, I'm working on the email this morning, and she goes, and I said, you know, I don't know, how do I convey to people why wellness is so important, but in a different way, like why they need it? Because most people only think about wellness as sleep, nutrition, diet, exercise, you know, meditation, yoga. And I'm like, that's such a small part of the wellness game of what makes you healthy and vibrant and creative and contributing at your top levels, especially how do you reach high performance without energy? Mm-hmm. And do you remember what you said to me this morning? It's really good.
I said, you know, energy is a resource of yours. And I think especially because you do these events and I've taught exercise classes. And so you are exerting a lot of physical energy, but your energy towards your wellness, it's a choice to figure out how you want to use your energy. So you can either use it towards feeling overwhelmed, which also takes a lot of energy, or you can use it towards something for some forward momentum, some progress, and just decide to like, I'm not gonna spend my energy on overwhelm or stewing around in these things that maybe bother me, or just move forward and kind of decide like, I'm gonna go towards a positive direction. And I have, let's say, I know you can generate more energy, but let's say you have a certain amount of energy harnessed at a certain time. How do you wanna use it and be intentional with how you use it? So to kind of stay calm and grounded and just kind of decide, like, if you imagine like a bunch of forks in the road, like which fork do you, that looked really weird on Instagram with my hands, but which fork do you want to take to use your energy to the best of your intentions and the best you that you can be that day?
I love it. I love she also said in that, you know, that overwhelm is somewhat of a choice, mm-hmm. you know, and we don't think of that way, but like ultimately if you're continually overwhelmed, it's by the choices you've been making and the practices that you've developed in mind, body, spirit, emotional health to be able to handle things. And what I love to tell people, and I hope that you'll really resonate with this, is that wellness, like, people kind of poo-poo wellness a lot. And here's how you know if you are well. Can you stay present amid the chaos and the conflict? Can you be creative on a moment's notice when it's time to be creative? Can you lead and be positive even during the days where you don't feel like it or it's not a good day? Can you bounce back from bad emotional experiences? Can you be a person who is creative and contributing from a place of congruence for you versus just like responding, reacting, or conforming? Like the way that you show up and how much you are getting done is a reflection of the level of mastery you have attained in your wellness. So if you need help in this area or you know somebody who does, take them to brendan.com/wellness. That's brendan.com/wellness. It'll redirect you to be able to actually purchase the Wellness Masterclass. Because some of you all know, we've been previewing Wellness Masterclass on Instagram, on Facebook, and on my podcast, but it's only been little excerpts, only little clips. If you want the entire course, it's now on for sale. It's only up for the next 72 hours. It's at brendan.com/wellness. And here's why this is such a huge, huge, huge deal, is because wellness is not just physical. It is emotional, it is mental. Here's the ultimate question I always tell people. Are you a mental ninja? Do you have psychological ninjury? Are you able to, you know, be resilient, be positive, be present, be joyful when it counts and on a consistent basis? If not, you need wellness training, because wellness is more than just the physical stuff. So I don't know, I'm super passionate about it. And she came in today. I'm like, how do I explain this passion I have for people?
Yeah, I also think the course is something that you can go back to over and over again and get different things out of. You know, when you kind of like peel a layer of an onion off and then you accomplish some more things, you're in a different place, and then you can go and peel the next layer off and hear different things. I think it's one of those courses. So
yeah, it's something,
a good thing to have in your pocket to pull out whenever you need a little reboost or reset or just are looking for the next thing.
Yeah, it's also something you watch when you had a bad day. It's something that you watch or send to somebody who's really struggling. Here, I'll just put the link in there for you guys. It's brendan.com/wellness. And I mean, here's the way I think about it, this as well, is that the most important thing you can protect in your life are your values, your family, those close relationships that you have, and ultimately your health. Because if you're sick, if you're tired, if you're frustrated, how is that showing up for other people? You know, I was telling, like, here's maybe another way to think about it. The quality of your relationships is in direct proportion to the quality of your wellness. Because how you treat other people is a reflection of your wellness. Mm-hmm. It's how you feel at any given moment, right? Well-being. How are you being? Are you being well in the world? Are you treating other people well? And if you aren't, that's a reflection of your mental health. And so many people don't realize that their physical and emotional health is directly tied to their emotional well-being. And so if you emotionally feel like you're teeter-tottering all the time between stress, overwhelm, frustration, fear, anxiety, or you feel like mentally you're constantly fatigued and not creative enough, those are symptoms of your wellness. And I did an entire course on this, and it's the best course in the world. And here's, let me, it is for wellness, because most wellness classes are literally sleep, eat, nutrition, exercise, drink water, and do yoga. And that's not sufficient. We have to learn to master the mind to be able to master the body, emotions, and physical vitality. I think I got a little excited. I think I just spit on my wife. I think it just happened.
So. Watch out.
Here's my ultimate question for you. If your highest self 10 years from now could come back and say, hey, you know what? That time you made the decision to master your health and wellness, and that changed your future forever, do you think that was worth $99? I think your future self would be like, yeah. If your family and friends notice you being more healthy, vibrant, and taking care of yourself, more calm, cool, peaceful, relaxed, joyous, confident, would that be worth $99? That's how much the Wellness Masterclass is. It's one time, $99, and now you have a wellness course that you can go to for the rest of your life and share with your family. And I think that's really important. So those who are struggling or have a family member who's struggling with their health and wellness, and you've been telling them forever, hey, be better, be better, be better, and you need some help with that, let me be the third party mouthpiece. I'll spit on them and let them know and let them know how important this is. So go to brendan.com/wellness, because it expires in, what, 72 hours, y'all? Or I think maybe, I don't know if it expires, I think it doubles in price, to be accurate. You'll see it on the page. I think I'm really excited about that, so I'm spending a lot of time on that today. What's next?
Well, I do want to give a shout out to somebody who I see on the chat roll. Sherry.
Oh, hi, Sherry.
She's the sweetest person.
Hi, Sherry.
On the planet, and I see a lot of people know Sherry and also know how amazing and thoughtful she is. This week, I got a book from Sherry. That was like the highlight of my week, I have to say. She put together, so thoughtful, she put together all these quotes of things that, the different things that people had said about Transformation Week and just me joining in on all these live casts and stuff. And it was so thoughtful. I literally opened it and cried happy tears. And so, Sherry, thank you. And I know all of you guys who know Sherry know just what an incredible blessing she is to everyone around her. So Sherry, thank you so, so, so much. I know you do this for a lot of people, and we're just incredible amounts of gratitude. So I would challenge you guys also to do something this week for somebody that either needs a little support, or you just want to say like, hey, I see you, I appreciate you, keep going. Anything that comes to mind, there's somebody out there who would probably appreciate it more than you know.
Yeah, definitely share that gratitude and appreciation with people. And I can tell you, Sherry, not only do I really appreciate that, I appreciated everybody watching. If you guys have been part of this journey with us, you know, Denise is really new to our community in so many ways in terms of being in front now, because she's been supporting and cheering me on the side. Like, she's been my, like, you know, co-pilot throughout my life in so many ways, but many times she isn't on my stage, or she hasn't been on the podcast, or she hasn't been doing this because she was running her own businesses, you know, that were frankly even bigger than mine, and just doing a lot of incredible things. She had 30 employees. She was doing all this, but now that we've kind of made this big decision to start HPX together, which many of you experienced with us in Transformation Week, it's, you know, that's been a scary thing for her to start and jump in and imagine, you know, after me having all you guys and millions of fans, her just jumping in and go, okay, let's talk to them. She's been so brave. And what meant so much with what Sherry sent is she did screenshots of all the nice things you guys have been saying about Denise as you did it throughout Transformation Week. Many of you guys have been DMing me.
Or the chat rolls
or here on the live. So many nice things about Denise. And I want you to know it's super appreciated as a husband who is now doing more directly with his wife in terms of his creative work and business. Your reception and love and cheering on of Denise has been incredible. And I want you to say she feels it genuinely, and I feel it genuinely. So you guys are just friggin' unbelievable. Thank you for being part of this HPX community, because we've got huge things coming this week. Huge, y'all. We will go live on Valentine's Day. On Valentine's Day, we're going to talk about some of our relationship secret. Is it Valentine's Day? It is, yeah. We're going to talk about, well, she's my only Valentine, so I guess. So we're going live, we're here on Valentine's Day to talk to you about some of our best relationship secrets, and where I suck at it, and mostly she's really great at it.
That's not true.
And then we will.
Areas of improvement I have.
Also, you know, there's been a big, big, big announcement coming for a long time with HPX. We will announce it on Thursday and officially launch on Sunday. But those who will join us here on Instagram and Facebook on Thursday will get that link first, so that you will know what the launch is coming on Sunday. It's super exciting. I can't tell you. We've been working so tirelessly about it. I'm spending the rest of my Sunday after pool time. After pool time.
You promised.
After pool time.
Which we will go over what we're going to do this week. We're going to recap our week.
Yeah, recap the week. What do we learn? What do we love? What's coming up this next week? We will multitask. I will eat something, some kind of pool food that is completely not good, but I earned it. I worked out so hard yesterday, I still can't walk today. So I'm really excited about sharing that with you. That will be on Thursday, my friends. So make sure on Thursday you're checking your Instagram and Facebook from us. And then the big announcement will come on Sunday for everybody else. Make sure you're on my newsletter list if you're not. Head over to Brenda.com. And also, by then, Wellness Masterclass will double in price. So make sure you go to Brenda.com/wellness to get in. Anything else I'm forgetting?
Questions.
Yeah, what questions do you guys have? I'm going to go back through.
Sherry, you two deserve pool time. Thank you.
Can I ask you the simplest question? When you guys type in your question, just type in a bunch of question marks first, like three or four question marks, then your question. It's way easier for us to find it later and during the broadcast, because I know you all have a lot of questions for us, and sometimes we get to them, sometimes we don't. But honestly, it scrolls so fast sometimes on our side that we don't get to see all of the questions unless you do that. So,
like if I've got googly eyes for Brendan, I don't see the question.
You have googly eyes for me?
Yeah.
Heather Beck on Instagram says, what's the temperature? It is 81 degrees in Puerto Rico.
So I
know. That's why we're smiling. And I'm still in my workout clothes because it's just unbelievable here. We love it. It's snowing where we're usually from in Portland, Oregon. We love you guys in Portland.
They're having a
snowmageddon. Snowmageddon. Is that what they call it?
Yes.
That's good.
It's supposed to snow all week. And so I've been getting texts from my friends with pictures of snow, and then I text them back at the beach.
I love it. Ann Skinner on Facebook is asking, does my wellness class include yoga? No, it does not. Though the platform that you'll be purchasing it on, Commune, we did do a partnership with Adrian Mishner, and I'm so pumped about it. We have a yoga course from her on that same platform, so you can click, you can add that to your cart when you go to check out of mine. You can get her course too, which is unbelievable. So for those who've been wanting to get in wellness and get into yoga, you can do that all in one purchase. Go to brendan.com/wellness.
Tana over on Instagram, just put question marks before your questions.
What'd she say?
How do you ask a question?
Oh, she's asking how do you ask a question? Okay. You know what? A lot of people have been asking this. X716 says, Denise is radiant, happy, and beautiful. What's the secret to looking so vibrant?
Drink a lot of water. I move a lot. I've really been enjoying getting outside a lot more here because I love being warm. I don't know. I try to take good care of myself, and then I don't have to add other things on it.
She doesn't try to take good care of herself. She takes care of herself every day, from how much she moves and hydrates to, you know, her thoughtfulness and reflecting about her day, to the intention that she brings to things, to how she meal plans, to what we eat.
Did I meal plan?
We are very
excited.
She's incredible about sourcing great foods, healthy foods that we really, really enjoy. We get some foods from Thrive Market. Where do we get our fish now? What's that?
Oh,
Vital Choice.
I got my fish from Vital Choice for a really long time.
Forever. This is not sponsored.
Time. And they've added a lot more things on there. Like they have chicken and bison and all sorts of
bison. We got to get more of that. That's crazy. But their salmon.
It's great.
Their salmon and their halibut is the best we've ever had. It's a company. It's from friends of ours called Vital Choice. A lot of it comes from Alaska. It's super sustainable. Amazing
wild
stuff. Wild caught, line caught, unbelievably amazing. Amazing. It's called Vital Choice. This is not a sponsored thing. We just, I think we've had them for how long?
Almost 10 years.
Let's see. Alexandra asks, are you vegetarian? We are not vegetarian, though I would say a monster amount of our nutrition is based on plant-based. Mm-hmm. I would say we have greens with every meal.
Most of the plate is greens.
Most meals are greens. When we have shakes in the morning, which is, for me, I'm mostly a shake person in the morning. It's all plant-based protein powder or plant-based all-in-one kind of formulas. So almost every morning, it's just plant-based.
Yeah.
Afternoons, I move into my proteins because I work out. I consume more protein than she does because I do a lot of heavy lifting, and it's required for my energy.
And when we go out to eat, usually my question to the waiter is, like, which dish has the most vegetables?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Or can I have a side of vegetables?
She's always like, side of vegetables, which dish has the most vegetables? That's how she orders, which is super smart. Mike Anderson on Facebook saying, any advice for husband and wife when building your brand and you're extremely busy? Mike, pool time promises. Pool time promises. I think
yes.
That's a big part of it.
I think finding what you're good at and then doing that. So I think we're trying to, I mean, obviously Brendan already knows what he's good at. I know what I was good at in my last business, and I know what I think I would be good at here. And so it's just trying to find how you can contribute and not be doing the same things, but how you can kind of tag team something and then kind of go your separate ways, but collaborate again and then both be resourceful and productive on your own.
Yeah.
That would be my,
yeah,
my two cents. And recap often.
And know,
hey,
yes.
Hey.
And also know what is the most difficult for your other partner, which we're working on. For example, for me, the most difficult is timing. You know, a lot of things that Denise wants to know and wants to plan and wants to do or feels, you know, not involved in or frustrated by is often a timing thing. I'm like, that comes tomorrow, that comes next week. I'm so clear on what I have to do and the path and the priorities because I've been doing this for so long for myself. Now that she's involved, it's super hard for me. And it's my number one challenge is just timing of like, you know, being at home and she comes in and she's like, hey, da, 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 and I'm like coding. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't even talk about this. I know you wanna know what's happening next Friday, but I have an emergency deadline that has to happen in the next 4 hours. So please leave me alone.
but I have to say, so this actually was a practice that I started a long time ago with you. And just from what I was noticing, when I had my exercise studios, my office was right by the front. And there's also a lot of research on this, but when you are at work and you get constantly interrupted, it's one of the things that leads to dissatisfaction or or not feeling good about it. So one of the things that I knew, there was a point where I was constantly interrupted, and just my role was a lot of switching hats because it would be like teach class and then put your teaching class hat off and go do, marketing and then go do accounting and then go do, so it was I learned how to compartmentalize. But one of the things that I started as a practice, I would come to your office door when I had a question, I'd stand there just quietly and kind of look, and if he didn't look up, I would go away because I want to respect the space that he is in. And or I would say, come and say like, is now a good time? Mm-hmm. And he'd say no, and be like, no problem, come get me when it is, or come call.
She's really good at that. She's really good at that because when you're working from home especially, and if you do really technical stuff, which is a big part of my career, I still code a lot of my web pages. I coded the email that goes out today. I'm always like, and those aren't easy things for me, which is why I do them. It keeps me sharp. There's so many things in the business I do that require, because it's not my talent, I'm not really good at it. I have to razor focus, and I'm kind of like this. And I mean, she'll literally come in, I'll have my Bose noise cancelers on, I'll have a hat on, and I'm just like, yeah, in a hoodie. I'm just like, I'm literally, it's so hard what I do. So that interruption can be difficult. And I know a lot of you ask that question, like, how do you deal with my kids or my spouse interrupting? And the way you do it is you have an honest conversation and you let them know, please schedule a time to come in. Please, when you do come in, say, is this a good time? Please be patient with each other, because they're always going to want to know stuff when you're not ready yet to give them the intel. And I think that's a big part of it. And also building a brand takes a long time. So be patient with each other. You know, there's a lot that she would love to know and do right now. And I'm like, not yet. I mean, just the reality. It's just how it goes. So
I also think if you know you need information from somebody just in general, even if it's your spouse or somebody else that you work with, I always make a list of what questions I need to have answered from them. And then I can just go down it efficiently. So when I will take things to a point where I'm like, okay, now I need this from somebody or that from somebody, and then I just organize it all and ask them all at once.
I love it. I am seeing a ton of people coming to High Performance Academy.
Yay!
I'm pumped. Hey y'all, if you didn't know, we're in Phoenix March 14th to 17th with High Performance Academy. And actually, are you coming to that one? No, I am there. I teach a 4-day seminar called High Performance Academy. It's coming up. I'm super pumped about it. It's over 2,400, 2,300 some people registered for it. So we would love to see you guys there before it closes out. I want to do a quick run through of all these people. I want to thank Carol, Robin, Mark, Linda, Sherry, Mike. I want to thank Alexandra, Deborah, Benjamin, Jill, Deborah, Robin, Ben, we see you on Facebook and we appreciate you joining us. I love you, Jeannie, Lucky, Elvis, really? Tana, Tia, I'm trying to scroll down here, over on Instagram. You all joining us live while we're in real time, we really appreciate that. Hellstone, this is going so fast when I go through it like this. This is apparently not the way to do this. But we really appreciate you all joining us live. We hope that, let's see, Ben is asking on Facebook one last question. How has your health transition been to island living? Oh my gosh. The time that we've had, that we've been here, because we kind of flew in, we moved in, we moved two locations, we started a brand, we started a business, we went to an event, came back. So the time that we have been here has been amazing, because the gyms that we go to on the island are amazing. And it's fun because we walk to many of them. And so that's been a big part of it, like make you come alive. It's like you get the vitamin D on the walk or the run or the journey over there. And that's huge. I know Robin is saying it's snowing in Oregon and on the coast. It's snowing in a lot of places. Our friends were telling us even in Texas. So it's all over the place. So we appreciate that because I grew up in the snow. We appreciate that because we lived in Portland, Oregon, where it was gray for a lot of times. So we are definitely appreciating palm trees, white sandy beaches, and the blue ocean. So God bless Puerto Rico. We love it. Any last thoughts?
Pool time.
Pool time! It's the pool time promise. If I gotta go, I gotta go live up to this, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Make sure you go to brendan.com/wellness before the course offer expires. Make sure you tune in with us also on Thursday here on Instagram and Facebook Live when we'll make the big HPix announcement you all been waiting for. Thanks, everybody. Have an awesome Sunday.
Hey, my friends, I hope you enjoyed this Instagram and Facebook Live session. Again, if you're not following me and you'd love to watch these live and get the full video experience, follow me on Instagram at Brendan Burchard or on Facebook at Brendan Burchard Fan. Also, hop on over to hpxlife.com. That's hpxlife.com to see what we are up to. We'll be building out the brand and that website all year long, so forgive it if it's a hot mess of construction all year. We'll be adding new products, updating the blog, and just honestly having a lot of fun trying to help people live the high performance experience and bring a little more vibrancy and connection and excellence to each of our lives. Until next week, as you always know, go out there, my friend, live more fully, love more openly, and make the greatest difference with every ounce of your soul. Talk to you soon. Hey, it's Brendan. I'm jumping in here to tell you about another show on the Growth Day Podcast Network. Yes, both of my shows are on the Growth Day Podcast Network. My show Motivation with Brendan Burchard and Marketing with Brendan Burchard. Those two shows are sponsored by the Growth Day Podcast Network, but we have four other incredible shows that we have launched with. The first show is Straight Up with Trent Shelton. Trent is just an incredible motivational speaker. If you've never seen this guy on stage or listened to his podcast, go subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. He's got over 12 million fans online. Why? Because he just brings the fire. He's so incredibly passionate. He's so knowledgeable about the struggles we have with our mental health, with our relationships. And like I said, he's just absolutely a beast on stage. When you see Trent bring it, it's so incredible. Well, his podcast is a reflection of that. I mean, Trent's one of those guys charging $50,000 or $100,000 per keynote talk, and you can go access his podcast for free. That absolutely blows my mind. That's why I love podcasting. So go just subscribe to Straight Up with Trent Shelton. It's an incredible show that will keep you inspired. You'll hear about his real life struggles as he's trying to deal with his health. You know, being a former NFL player, an athlete, when he gets injured, or how he's trying to build his business, or how he's trying to maintain positive relationship in his life, where as a creator, you know, so many people are judgmental. He's an incredible force in this world, a great friend, and somebody I know you'll learn a lot from. I just love his episodes. So go to Straight Up with Trent Shelton and subscribe today. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm going to change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment I got life's golden ticket, that second chance, but I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, ah, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're gonna get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out.